The Boston Harbor Islands are a source of natural beauty and wonder, offering visitors a spectacular vantage point to appreciate the skyline of downtown Boston. The 34 Boston Harbor Islands are designated Boston Harbor Island National Park Area in 1996. Bruce Jacobson, the superintendent of the National Park Service, oversees a small staff running an area of 129 square kilometers.
So we have a year-round staff of 4 people, including myself. So we have a very small presence here.
Knowledgeable and enthusiastic volunteers with the organization Friends of Boston Harbor Islands guide visitors through the island's history. Steve Markers is chairman of the group.
About 400 members and somewhere between 50 and 100 regular volunteers.
Living site of one of the most densely populated metropolitan areas in the U.S., the Boston Harbor Islands offers visitors a recreational escape during the summer months. Susan Marsh founded the Friends of Boston Harbor Islands in 1979. She says the islands touch people in many ways.
How they can mean so many different things to people. For some people, it's the history, whereas other volunteers have that personal connection with a military history.
79-year-old John Forbes says he volunteers because it makes him feel young.
I feel coming out here is what gives me a good young attitude, because I meet interesting people. I'm not sitting at a senior citizen group talking to elderly people.
Forbes takes visitors to the island chain's lighthouse 4 days a week.
There are people who travel all around the country, all around the world, visiting lighthouses. And I tell them, once you've been to Boston Light, you don't have to go any further because you've been to the best.
Located on Little Brewster Island, Boston Light is probably the most photographed lighthouse in the U.S. Originally built in 1716, it is also the oldest lighthouse site in the U.S. On a clear night, Boston Light's 100,000 candlelight beacon can be seen 43 kilometers away. Standing on the rocky shore, Boston Light has been guiding ships for nearly 300 years. Some volunteers are here for very personal reasons. Kate Rivera is one of them.
This is a picture of my father, and this is my father on the left side.
Three generations of Rivera's family lived on the Spectacle Island between 1929 and 1955.
It was wonderful. People had gardens, fruit gardens, vegetables, flowers. It was like leaving the city and coming to paradise.
Rivera's entire family left the island in 1955 when the island became a landfill.
My grandfather was sad and the children were sad.
12 years ago, after Spectacle Island was reclaimed for public recreation, Rivera returned as a tour guide.
I am definitely an eyewitness to the development, the use of the island, and then the abuse of the island, the misuse, and then this amazing reclamation. And it's available for people to come and be as happy here as I was when I was a kid.
For those who visit, the Boston Harbor Islands are a natural wonder and continue to be a rich part of American history. For producer Yi Su Li, Elaine Liu, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站，欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。